This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's Resource Centre. I'm Maya Tan. Now, the new Italy-Malaysia Business Association, or IMBA, is that how you refer to it?
Yes, it is.
Is a non-profit organisation incorporated in Malaysia that aims at strengthening bilateral relations between Italy and Malaysia in coordination with strategic partners from the two countries, and at the same time, establishing a common platform for the Italian business community who are based here in Malaysia, as well as its local members. Our guest today is the president of IMBA, Bruno Bertella. Benvenuto.
Grazie, Maya.
So, was there never a trade association representing Italy?
We have an Italy Trade Commission. Incidentally, it's a place where we share our location, or rather, I would say that our office is based inside the Italian Trade Commission office. Mm-hmm. There is a commonality of intent between ourselves and the Trade Commission. The common intent is to promote the Italian industry and business in Malaysia. Specifically, our aim is to promote this medium and small Italian enterprise. This is the reason why there is a lot of commonalities, a lot of synergies with the Italian Trade Commission. So we work together.
How do you differentiate yourself? Do you focus only on SMEs? Is that the main reason?
It is not. Not that we focus on SME. As you rightly introduced the association before, the aim of the association is to foster the bilateral relationship between ourselves and the Malaysian reality society down here. So how do we do? It is mainly business. Of course, we do not neglect other aspects like the Italian culture, the Italian savoir-faire, saper fare, savoir faire is French.
Savoir faire is French. Yeah.
Or know-how, no, it's saper fare. So we are focused also on this. But then we don't have to forget, I give you an example. In the last 3 to 4 years, the Italian community in Malaysia has doubled. We passed from 500 to 1,000 people here. What is it, the reason? Easy to say. The European crisis, the downturn of economy, has pushed a lot of European to find more promising markets. And this is mainly the very small companies, one people, two people, five people, and all this. They go abroad. They look for their own fortune abroad. And this is how we want to welcome these people here, to prepare the ground for them to start up and to prosper. And this is basically 80%, I would say, of our activity is based on this.
So your focus is really more hands-on compared to the Trade Commission.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your goals for 2016.
Okay. We are actually having the annual general meeting on the 13th of April. On this annual general meeting, we will elect the new committee, the new president, and the new committee to steer and lead the association for the next 2 years. The association counts now on roughly, as of today, 40 or 41 companies, plus another 12 individuals. So basically we have 52 members associated to our IMBA. And the aim, as I said, is create ground for them to prosper. The aim in the next 2 years, which will be the tenure of the next board, is to double this number. We want to bring 80 companies here, about 30 individuals. Connectivity is mainly connectivity, yeah? And this represent the Italian industrial interest, or business, I would say, interest towards the authority in Malaysia, MAIDA, MATRADE, government, and so forth. We also have another aspect. We want to create also network for the Malaysian entrepreneurs willing to invest in Italy. So, which is basically a different face of the same medal. So, this is also an aspect we try not to neglect.
All right.
On the board of director of the. Oh, well, maybe it's worth to say that our members. They are, I would say, a good 50% are Italian entrepreneurs in Malaysia, companies of the majority of the share being Italian, but also the other 50%, they are Malaysian entrepreneurs per se. Eh? So they want to have some link with the Italian business community. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And this for them, maybe one good aspect to explore is the possibility of doing business in Italy.
Well, for the Italian side of things, why would Malaysia be an attractive market for them?
Well, you see today, if you do a very confined strategic analysis, you see Europe, we have our problem. Africa, especially North Africa, turmoil. Middle East is good for business. Southeast Asia. China is declining a little bit. It's not as promising as it was. South America, we thought it was very promising. It is not. So at the end of the day, what you have to do, you have to focus on the little region of the world promising. Huh? So Southeast Asia. Why Malaysia in Southeast Asia? Malaysia is a good compromise amongst different things. Jakarta is difficult because mobility. Thailand is difficult because of political instability. Singapore is good, but it's very expensive. So here in Malaysia, you find good connectivity, skilled manpower. You find good price, cost of living, airports and everything. So at the end of the day, the domestic market is not as good as it was 20 years ago, we have to say, especially for company as mine, the company I really work for. I work during the day. For Imba, I work during the night.
Okay.
For company like mine, we have seen a decline on market here, especially on the public sector. The private sector is very strong.
Mm. And which industry is that?
Aerospace and security is a big conglomerate. We are about 60,000 people around the world.
What different industries are we already collaborating on, Italy and Malaysia?
I can give you an example of my company. My company is present here since 25 years. But as I said, it is a very big company. Mm-hmm. This is not the focus of IMBA. So why am I doing this? Well, so this is a question sometimes I put into myself. Is it the love for your country? Is it the love for your flag? Is it because the ambassador, the Italian government, the trade commission, they are asking me to lead the association? It's a little bit of all this. So the association does not help my company at all, I would say. The focus, as I said, is not on big enterprise. The focus is to create a fertile ground for the small and little enterprise to come down here and to prosper and possibly thrive.
These would be businesses involved with food, with all sorts of industries,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. When you say Italy, you always think of food, fashion, and so, but it is not. It is a misconcept. Italy has a lot of other things. We are on high tech. We are on automotive, high tech mainly.
All right. I'm speaking with Bruno Bertella, president of the Italy-Malaysia Business Association, or IMBA. When we come back, we'll discuss how the TPPA will affect Italian and Malaysian businesses on Resource Center, BFM 89.9. Yes or no question. Is it possible to create a situation of zero waste on our planet? In the Netherlands, they're working hard at it, purifying and harvesting raw materials from sewage water to be reused in the economy.
So we have the reuse of energy. We produce new materials, bioplastics, out of the wastewater. We reuse the phosphate, and we try to reuse the nitrogen. In the Netherlands, all that water authorities are busy with the reuse of all the materials out of the wastewater.
Well, we did a lot of research for the Dutch water boards, and one of the resources we are focusing on is the recovery of cellulose, if we can reuse the used toilet paper out of wastewater.
Find out how it's all done on Resource Centre's World Water Day special. Search for World Water Day special on www.bfm.my to listen to the podcast. Good afternoon, this is Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. In the studio with me today is Bruno Bertella, President of the Italy-Malaysia Business Association, or IMBA. So we've been talking about how IMBA will be supporting Italian businesses and Malaysian businesses in terms of strategic trade alliances. You know, you're already a part of the EU. What lessons did you gain from being a part of the EU that, you know, we can learn from? In Malaysia, we have the AEC, the ASEAN Economic Community. What can you teach us about, you know, being part of the EU?
Okay, for me, teaching is a big word. I do not have the pretension of being a teacher here. The easy thing that we can see easily is that your market is enhanced, is expanded very much. Before we were confined to our own country, and then we have export duty and taxes and all this. Now we are one common market, my personal view, which is very personal, is that we did some mistake in Europe. We have created a country and a common currency before creating a really common economy. And this is a big mistake. We have put together a country from the former Russian Empire, United Soviet Union. They work at a much lower cost of labor. With other countries like Germany, they have four times the cost of labor of Bulgaria or Romania. And these create friction. Poor countries with the huge giant Germany and all this. So at the end of the day, I think the European community has not been prepared well for its task. We are paying now a little bit for our mistake. Huh? And you see all the pollution we are having in Europe for separatists and all this. So on one side, Italy, we wanted to go into the European community. But then inside Italy, we have this, we used to have all these separatist movement, the North League and all this. Huh? So there is something wrong. We have not been prepared well. This is mainly political. Yeah? Economically, as I said, we went too fast. It has not been prepared nicely. So I think we are paying for this.
Well, everybody speaks about, you know, bigger markets, bigger opportunities, but not really about the challenges. So do you think Malaysia will face some challenges knowing how we do business here in Malaysia and what you know of Southeast Asia? What kind of challenges do we need to get over? Or are there any gaps that we need to fix?
I think the market in Malaysia, the business environment in Malaysia, is a little bit influenced by the new economic policy, what the ruling coalition has been done in the last 30 years. Incidentally, I work here since 30 years, so I've been following this. So, which has created some protected market for certain entrepreneurs and more challenging market for other entrepreneurs. If Malaysia wants to go in the free market of the Southeast Asia, they have to come to terms to their own internal situation first to appease all the struggle they're having inside, create one economy to try, well, I don't want to go into Malaysian internal problem, but to create a more profitable market for everybody here, and then expose to the rest of the region.
What do you think we need to do to be more profitable?
Efficiency. The profitability is efficiency. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, as I said before, the business environment conditions here are very good. Connectivity,
infrastructure,
yeah, very good. Eh? I think at political level they should do something to, not to me to say, but to do something to create for everybody to work on common basis, less friction and all this. Basically, is almost a mathematical equation. Eh? If the number of people working at that and the number of hours working at that, then there is only one way to increase. You increase efficiency. Eh? And to increase efficiency, you have to create, I think, a social way to progress.
How will the TPPA affect Italy and Italy's trade relations with Malaysia?
Yes, yes. Now there is an issue which is is the talk of the day or the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm.
We are worried, the European community is worried that the Southeast Asia is going into specific trade with the American countries to create this specific trade union with the American country. We are a little bit behind. We want to go at the same pace. We are working on this. Within IMBA, we have one guy which occupies our seat into the European Malaysia Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He is engaged in collecting the feeling that we are having inside the Italian community on how penalized we might be from this treatment, from this treat, and to bring at the attention of the European ambassador here in Malaysia. So it is at our attention. And we are lucky enough to have this guy which sits into the board of director of the European Chamber of Commerce, which is taking care. The whole of the Italian community has been solicited on the problem. We are having response. We are collecting all the feeling that there is into the Italian community to bring it at level of the European Chamber of Malaysian Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Well, you also spoke about opportunities for Malaysian businesses who are looking to go into Italy.
Yes.
Tell us about some of those opportunities.
You are aware that in Milan, Maida has an office and Madrid has an office. Huh? So there is some exposure of the Italian potentialities to Malaysia because of this office. And as I said, our focus is somehow, somewhere on here in Malaysia. But then anybody who wants to ask us for advices on how to approach, contact with the Italian government, contact with the prominent Italian industries, contact with the Association of Agriculture, Industry, and so forth in Italy, Confindustria, Commercio, Confartigianato, and all this, then we can advise. We can advise everybody. Of course, priority is given to our members.
And so Malaysian entrepreneurs can, of course, be a part of IMBA as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. They are already there. They are already there. They are welcome. And in our constitution, it is clearly spelled out that the board of director of IMBA has to be mixed, Italian and Malaysia. So we have already a Malaysian representative in our board of director. On the 13th of April, we'll have our election, and we make sure that each and any contesting list has in it a good deal of Malaysian entrepreneur.
Well, where can people find out more about IMBA?
Well, we have our website. We have our Facebook. We are trying to promote, actually, one means to promote IMBA, we are organizing network events everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
in conjunction with our annual general meeting, which will be held at the Millennium Hotel in Kuala Lumpur on the 13th. We are also organizing a networking event immediately afterwards, from 7:30 until 9:30 p.m. Aside to our AGM, we'll have our networking event at the presence of the ambassador, the Italian Trade Commissioner, the Italian diplomatic representative down here. And the networking is free to everybody. So everybody can join in, stay with us a couple of hours, taste a little bit of Italian food, chit-chat with us, understand more. It's just enough you visit our website and you subscribe and you can join us.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us today, Bruno Bertella, President of the Italy-Malaysia Business Association, or IMBA. This has been Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan for BFM 89.9.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.